Okay, so Jason, thanks for joining us. You've been in Europe for the last couple of weeks, taking in dates in Finland, and you're in Norway at the moment. How has the tour been going?
Well, right now I'm on a beautiful fjord looking over an old 18th century church and seeing mountains. So, you know, this rock and roll life sometimes can be pretty good.
And what's the reaction on the tour been like?
Well, you know, it's our 30-year anniversary tour, which doesn't seem possible. Especially considering I was only 5 years old 30 years ago, so I don't know how this is happening really. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and people are coming out just to celebrate a birthday with us.
You've planned it's a pretty extensive European tour, and you know you're taking in quite a few dates in the UK after the date in Dublin. Does it kind of surprise you that Europeans take to this distinctive style of kind of, you know, country punk rock?
Yeah, it is an interesting thing because it's not, you know, that kind of music is not endemic to the cultures here, although, you know, the country music certainly came from a lot of Irish music, for sure, a lot of Celtic music and a lot of British folk music. So that's understandable, I guess. But I don't know why it works in places like Finland. I have no idea.
As well as putting together like a fairly extensive tour of Europe, you don't seem to play that many dates, you know, with the Scorchers in the U.S. in comparison.
Yeah, that is the truth. We play quite a bit, but not as much as in Europe. That is the truth. I think there's a bigger audience for us here.
And before we get to a couple of things that I want to talk about, it's not that long since you've been here yourself. Indeed, you've been here like quite a bit. I mean, as with the Scorchers, as a solo artist, you've been coming to these shores quite regularly over the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's right. I sometimes once a year, but certainly every 2 or 3 years, I may get over to Ireland. I love Ireland. I love to visit there and I love to play there.
One of the things I want to talk about, Jason, it kind of kicked off this European tour. Not to dwell on it too much, but just before you came out on tour, you paid a tribute for Perry. You know, for anybody who's listening and not aware, Perry Baggs is your old drummer, who like eventually succumbed to the illness that was the kind of the instigator in him leaving the Scorchers. Can you tell us a little bit about how the tribute night went and what that meant to you?
It was a mixed emotional experience, that's for sure. Because on one hand we were honoring his memory and telling stories about Perry and singing the songs that he had a big part of writing and singing on, and then on the other point, of course, he had passed away. So that was incredibly sad for everybody concerned. So yeah, it was a mixed experience, that's for sure.
Okay, and one of the things, I suppose, which was cathartic in a way, was that when you got awarded the Lifetime Achievement Performance Award back in, I think, 2008, you got to play with Perry and Jeff again after quite a few years. So that must have been, you know, quite an cathartic experience after all those years.
Well, yeah, that's one word for it, I suppose. It was an unusual experience, that's for certain. By 2008, Perry really could hardly even play drums, you know, so the fact that he could even go on stage and get through 2 songs was definitely a gift that we were happy happened. We had to take it minute by minute. We had another drummer standing by in case he couldn't play.
This year, original Scorchers drummer Perry Baggs passed away after battling diabetes and kidney failure. But that's how we like to remember him there, beating the hell out of the drums on a track he co-wrote, one of the Scorchers' best-known punkabilly tunes, White Lies. Okay, so, and back to the interview. We take it up where I've just asked Jason if there's any plans for the Scorchers to release a record after they're done with this tour.
I don't think we're making any plans right now. We had a pretty busy 3 years. You know, we got the Lifetime Achievement Award, and then we did a new record, and then we toured a lot for that record. And You know, then we had the 30-year anniversary thing, and then Perry passing away. I think it'll probably won't do anything for a year or two anyway.
In regards to your own solo material, so have you any plans to, are you just going to take a break outright? Or, I know that you're not taking a break touring-wise, but as regards recording newer material, because since releasing that retrospective back in 2007, obviously you've been, you know, really busy with the Scorchers. You haven't, is there any plans to release any solo material?
There might. But right now I'm doing the Farmer Jason thing pretty hard and working real hard on that for the rest of this year and probably most of next year as well.
We're aware of Farmer Jason here because, you know, you've done a couple of shows over the years as Farmer Jason in Ireland, but people mightn't be aware of, like, how big it is commercially. It is quite... It does take up a lot of your focus. I mean, it is, there has been a level of success regarding the Farmer Jason character. There's a lot of TV and stuff like that you're involved in.
Yeah, I work real hard in it, and we have, like you say, some TV stuff going on. And I do just shows everywhere, schools, libraries, arts councils, you know, regular venues. So it does keep me busy, that's right.
One of the things I wanted to ask, having loved Halcyon Time so much, everybody would like if a new Jason and the Scorchers album happened, and maybe, you know, sooner than like 14 years, the gap between the last one. But I'm really interested in how the recording took place, or the sessions and the recording took place for that album, because you had an audience while you put together some of the earlier mixes. Can you explain a little bit about the process? Because it's quite a kind of an interesting way of working.
Yeah, it was, right? We sold seats to watch the recording sessions. That's basically how it worked. And, you know, people paid money to watch the sessions. And it created a nice atmosphere in the studio, having people there to sing to, because we're real performers. We're live people, you know. Throw people in front of us, and we always do better. That's just how we are. So, yeah, it was really cool. We did a lot of it, you know, semi-live. And, you know, most of the vocals you hear on there are one-take vocals that went down when the band was playing.
So is that a process that you could see yourself working within again? Or?
Oh, yes, I think so, absolutely. You know, whenever you can get people involved with anything in music, you always do better. You know, when there's people around, you just do better. It's such an artificial thing to go into a studio and sing to an empty room. That's very strange. So, yeah, I think we might do that again.
And plus it gives it's getting more difficult to actually sell records and sell CDs and stuff. So it's kind of a novel way of, you know, I suppose, getting finance for making records.
Yeah, it's always a challenge nowadays. You know, there's less money in the music business than there used to be. And there's a lot more bands playing than there used to be. So the end result is, it's, you know, you have to make cheaper records, you have to be smarter about how you do it.
I know you said that there's no immediate plans to record solo material or you haven't thought about the next Jason and the Scorchers album. Are you still writing? Because I'm just interested in say the last solo album, which was, you know, Empire Builders, and then Halcyon Times were quite political. Maybe more overtly Empire Builders, but are you currently writing, or is it still in the same vein? Like, is it still quite political in comparison to, you know, some of your earlier songwriting?
That's a good question. It remains to be seen. I've been writing little stuff on Halcyon Times, you know, Land of the Free a little bit, but and not nearly what I did with my solo records. I don't know that I would be as political as I was then. You know, those are very political times. You know, America went to war, and there's a lot of things to sing about, more so than now, I think.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I'd probably be quite as strident as I was then.
Because I remember at the time of Empire Builders, you said took a little bit of flack maybe from some of your long-term fans from, you know, the Scorchers days that didn't really, like, you know, take to your stance on the war and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. I didn't really expect the level of so, I mean, I got some hate mail and stuff about it, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
So I wasn't, you know, I wasn't expecting that. And a lot of old fans, a lot of the old Scorcher fans are old, you know, Southern boys. And, you know, they didn't really want to hear me talking about how, you know, American foreign policy might need some changes. You know, they didn't want to hear about that. And they definitely didn't want to hear about that the rebel flag may not be as universally loved as they think it is.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the truth. That is the truth. And I can't blame them. You know, I understand where they're coming from.
But I mean, there's an election coming up now and stuff, so, but you'll be content politically as regards how the country is at the moment, so you can't see yourself maybe pursuing that same line.
I don't think so as much. No, I think that the Obama administration has been a real step for our country, and I think he's going to be reelected, and I think that's a very good step. So, you know, I mean, yeah, he hasn't done what a lot of people thought he would, but or could, but I think compared to what we could have had, he's done a magnificent job.
And I remember you said from stage in July that you were still able to rock, quite obviously after the day. I mean, you've been on a tour for the last couple of weeks, but you also said that you needed more time to recuperate between gigs. So you've got a couple of days after the Norway gig tomorrow night. You've got a couple of days before the Dublin date. Have you got any plans?
Yeah, I'm just going to get lost here in the Norwegian wilderness, basically. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find me some fjords and some mountains, and I'm going to do some mountain climbing. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, brilliant. That's something you're into, Jan.
Oh, yeah. I love to. If I get a chance, I love to see the the local stuff, you know. And when I'm in Ireland, I always, you know, I spend a lot of time in the Dingle Peninsula and in Connemara and then Wicklow Mountains. I mean, I love Ireland. It's a great place, and I've spent a lot of time.
Okay, well, I know you're on a really tight schedule, Jason, and I really appreciate you taking the time. I hope the show goes really well tonight and tomorrow night, and I can't wait for the gig on Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Ray. We'll see you Wednesday night. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Been working in this mine since 1984.